Why is it that if a woman is choosing peace, that means she's choosing to not deal with men most times? I mean, that's a good question. Welcome to She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan. This is season 24, episode 31. My explanation for this is we've seen things. And when I say we've seen things, women have seen things, we've heard the experiences, and we saw the stories, okay? We heard the other side of the happy relationship, quote-unquote, or the happy marriage, and women are choosing to be a better them. And sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes they do that single better than holding on to a relationship with a man in it or a woman. Okay. Whatever you like. Okay. Sometimes women find happiness and peace without having the attachment of this man's family or having children with a man. And sometimes it's that job that pays all the bills that has women breaking down and they just wake up one day and they quit. So it's not necessarily always about, oh, I need to find my peace. Let me break up with this man. Let me not date men. Most of the time it's just pouring into something that's not fulfilling you. Pouring into a person that's not fulfilling you. Pouring into a job that's not fulfilling you. Pouring into family and all they do is drain you and they don't check in to see if you need anything. And that's what I'm explaining today. Welcome to She Gets a Pod. In life, especially if you're American and you live in the US, a lot of women put themselves to the back of number one, working, aka overworking. Number two, family. That could be kids or their parents or siblings. Number three, their mate. That could be dating. That could be duties within a relationship. That could be duties within a marriage. Four, friends. A lot of friends are fucking tired and exhausted, and they do not want to go out at night for drinks, but they don't know how to say no. They do not want to go to the weekend brunch, but they don't know how to say, hey, I know I haven't seen you in a while. I actually want to sleep in. I'm going to have to pass on this brunch. They do not want to go out for dinner. They do not want to go out for breakfast, but they show up every Sunday for dinner. They show up every Sunday for breakfast, and they really want to say no, right? So a lot of friends sometimes feel obligated, especially if they're not close with family, to go to your wedding. Figure out how to buy these tickets, buy this dress, take off time from work when they really need to be at work, and go to this away wedding to support you. And I understand it's relationships. Relationships, whether it's friendships, family ships, relationships, parentships, you got to pour in, you got to give time. But some people are really exhausted and they don't know how to say no. And a lot of times when you have that friend that just fell off the quote unquote map, it's because they were mentally, emotionally, and physically exhausted. And they did not have enough people checking in on them. And they just wanted to turn off their phone, leave maybe for a staycation or go out of town. Nobody know where they are. And just not be needed, just not be wanted, just not have to post what they're doing or where they're at. A lot of people would love to disconnect. And that's sometimes what choosing your peace is. It doesn't necessarily have to be because there's a man and he's a problem why they're choosing their peace. But most times, women who are in relationships are not getting the peace that they would like to get in a relationship with a man. And sometimes that does mean a quote unquote break or a breakup or let's separate or let's get a divorce because I don't have any more answers for the issues that we're having in this relationship. Maybe we're just not good for each other. Okay. So yes. And there are men that also choose their peace. There are men that love you, care about you, but they know that they cannot be with you. They know that y'all are not good for each other and they need time away, and they do not want you to pull up their house. They do not want you to call them back to back. They do not want you to figure out how to sweet talk their mom to get in on the back end. They want you to back off. Okay? The fifth thing women put in front of themselves is bills. Bills will always be there, okay? Money on this, money on that. Need to pay this off. This person calling because I owe them that. And yes, a lot of women do have debt and people that they owe, but they are also one person. And a lot of jobs are not even giving overtime anymore. So a lot of people are mentally fucking exhausted knowing they're going into another work week that's not even going to complete what they need to pay off. It's not even going to put a dent in how far they're behind. And that's depleting. And there are people going to work on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and they're still fucking behind on what they need to pay off. Number six, volunteering. A lot of people have a lot of guilt behind not, quote unquote, giving back to their community, not showing up enough, not doing as much as what their siblings do, not doing what their parents did for the community. How am I going to show up in the community and carry out the family name if I don't even make the time to volunteer, but I'm fucking tired? You know how many people have heart attacks because of stress? You know, I mean, people have high blood pressure because they're under this constant pressure in life to show up a certain way where they just cannot. And I would rather people be honest about the ways that they cannot show up than to tell me, I'm gonna do it. I could do it. I'm good. I'm fine. A lot of people, when they say I'm fine, I'm good, you're a liar. You're a liar. Because there's so many people going through so much shit back to back to back. That's an inconvenience. That's feels impossible for them to get it done. You want to fix this thing and then it snowballs into this thing, and this thing costs more money than what you thought and you don't have it. And this person keeps calling you because this is needed. And it's stressful. And a lot of people think the answer is more money. A lot of times the answer is not more money. The answer is more time. The answer is more time. And sometimes in life, yes, money can buy you more time. But a lot of times, money cannot buy you more time. Money cannot get you to Maryland so you could also show up for that thing on the same day in Florida. Sometimes you can't. You are now listening to another Shambi Potting podcast, of course. And if you want to listen to the other podcasts, there are other options on ShambiPotting.com, such as We're Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Creator, Cozy Womb, She Gets a Pod, Call Me When You Get Off, The Real Relationship Rapport. You can also support all these podcasts by leaving a review and listening to the episode from start to finish. If you would like to purchase merch for these podcasts, you can on the bonfire at the Shambi Potting Spot, link in bio. Also, repost the clips when you see me post them. I appreciate it. Okay. And you can also subscribe to YouTube on the YouTube channel, Shannon Pods. Again, you can find me at Shambi Potting, hashtag Shambi Potting, TikTok, Twitter, IG, and the website, ShambiPotting.com. Now back to the show. Sometimes The event's going to have to come with the automatic apology. I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to make it. Sometimes that baby shower cannot happen with my schedule. I'm sorry, I will send a gift. I'm not missing you on purpose. I'm not avoiding your call on purpose. I am extremely busy and I am frustrated and I am tapped out and I don't feel my healthiest. And I have to smile and show up for these people because who else is going to do it? Who the fuck cares who else is going to do it? Sometimes shit in life cannot get done. And that's for men and women. But a lot of women put work, family, their mate, friends, bills, and volunteering in front of themselves every time. And just because your grandmother did it doesn't mean she was her healthiest. A lot of our grandmothers could probably live 10 more, 15 more plus years if they rest more. If they said no more. If they didn't work as much. If they weren't on their feet as much as they were. We appreciate how they showed up for us, but a lot of times, no, your grandmother shouldn't have been working 7 days out of the week on her feet. A lot of times, no, even though your dad worked a quote unquote great job and he worked there for 30 years, he missed so much in those 30 years that was pivotal to your childhood all the way up to you becoming a young adult that you'll never get back. Because all your dad can say is he was hardworking. And there is this mental fatherhood that a lot of the boomer generation has as men, where the way that they show their love to their family is through work. It wasn't through a lot of affection. It wasn't through hugs and kisses. It wasn't through them sitting on the couch and playing games. It was because I did double shifts because I love my family. I worked away so I could make more money to send back home to my family. Okay? But in reality, a lot of those kids from that father who did the double shifts, who worked the way out the home, would rather have that father home. So you really have to ask yourself, what quality of life are you living, putting all of these things in front of you? And a lot of our grandmothers would have lived longer, stress-free lives if they felt supported, if they felt appreciated, and if they felt loved properly, and if they were loved properly. So would our grandfathers. But today in 2025, women want clarity. Clarity, right? Understanding. I'm 38 and I understand why Jody Mama was in the garden and getting digged down when she chose to by who she chose. Even though her son was against it and he was grown as shit and he shouldn't have been living with her. The reality is, yes, your parents are your parents, but once you get to adult age, you need to be ready to be in adult life. They do not want to have to parent you through your late 20s and your early 30s. They do not want to have to hold your hand in your 40s. Would they love for you to call a couple of times a week just to check in, just so they know that you're okay? Yes. Would they love to see their grandchildren? Yes. But do they want to be a second generational parent to your children that you chose to have with people who could not support you? No. Okay? We want simplicity. We shouldn't have to choose between love and peace. If you have love, you should always have peace and protect it. You can't be chaotic expecting a woman to bring you peace. You can't bring a woman chaos expecting her to make it into peace. Okay? So you have to pick people who are sure about you, who respect you, who love you, who listen to you, and who show up for you. Someone who supports you. Someone who makes sure that you're focusing on the goal, regardless of what obstacles come into your life. And a lot of women have one try in them, okay? Some have four tries, and others it's unlimited. And I'm getting very close to my last try. I feel it. I feel it. Okay. People can be exhausting to learn, care for. People can be disappointing. And to keep trying with them is very exhausting. And sometimes you have to really have a real conversation with yourself and be like, stop. Okay. Life is already a lot. I want my life to be lighter. Weight, not heavier. And I carried so much by myself solo that people around me have to help me mentally unload, emotionally unload. Not necessarily physically unload, because physically you're not obligated to help me unload anything. But I cannot add people into my life that make my life heavier. I can't afford it. Some people can. Okay. And I am not worried about another man or other men more than my peace. And not being tested with bullshit to see how down I am for that man. No, I'm good. That's some childish shit that a lot of males have to grow out of. Testing a woman to see how down she is for you. How much bullshit would she put up with me doing to her? And let me see if she's wife material. Nah, you could keep that. You could keep that. And all the women who are giving into that bullshit, you're only hurting yourself in the long run. Because when someone great comes around and their words actually amount to shit, you're going to be in disbelief and you're going to doubt them. And a lot of great people get tired of being doubted by people they have constantly showed up for. So remember that. So when a woman is choosing her peace, don't make it about you unless you know damn well you have brought nothing to this woman's life but chaos and question marks. My name is Shan. That is my answer. Thank you so much for checking out this show, this season. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. You can follow the YouTube on Shannon Pods. You can purchase merch from Bonfire. I will be getting a new link for Table Topics, so park it. You won't be able to use my code. They're giving me a separate link soon. I will update you guys on that, and that's tabletopics.com. For the cards, we're coming up on the gathering season when you're going to have friends over. They might bring food over, the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, all of that. And you might want to have some fun things to do while shit is cooking. Okay, while the house is smelling good, while y'all chilling in the living room. It doesn't always have to be a show or a movie or gossip. It could be you getting to know the people that you invited over better with tabletopics.com. Other than that, I wish you guys the best. And if there is another question that comes up, you know I'm going to be on this mic. Peace.